How's your audio?
I'm sounding good, sweet and Jesus. Let's go.
You sound good in my ears, man.
Well, let's get this thing rolling.
Rock it.
Blow things like ace. Welcome, everybody, to podcast number eight. Week in preview.
Podcast number eight, week in preview. Yes, who would have thought that we'd be on eight week in preview already?
Already. I mean, just wait till we get to a million and a half. How was your day today, bud?
Dude, it was good. Did a little work. Was a little busy there for a little while.
Well, that's always a good thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But got through it and went and set a little 10-target 3D range over at the high school football field, or old one.
Yep.
And shot some 3D.
Shot some 3D. That's always a good thing. Shoot some 3D on a pretty sunset, and the weather was nice.
It was nice. I mean, it was a little bit windy.
Yeah, but
I mean, it wasn't hot. You know, yeah, I don't know if it's – the humidity was down. I don't know what it was, but it was very, very nice out there this afternoon.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was. I liked it. I enjoyed it. You know, my day was a little different. I was busy.
Dude, 10 kids?
10 young men learning how to shoot a bow.
From ages 8 to 12?
7 to 13.
Your hair is going to be gray. Before the week's out.
But they've had good time.
I mean, you got a few grays in there now, but you may come in here looking like Steve tomorrow.
they had a good time, and they're learning, and they're shooting, and they're playing. You know,
I've been watching. They look like they're having a very, very good time.
Yeah. And so I'm very happy with how this is going. Tomorrow is bringing Apple. Well, today, let's first talk about it. Today was superhero day, so I got my Punisher shirt on today.
I saw that. Yeah. I was wondering when you walked in, I'm like, that's not the normal.
No, but it was superhero day, so I had my Punisher, or you know, comic character, whatever. So we had Spider-Man in the house, and I was the Punisher, and we had a guy who had camouflage on. He says, "I want to be a soldier. That's my hero." And I thought that was freaking awesome.
No way.
Yep, he said, "I'm a soldier because soldiers protect us, and they're the true heroes." And so I was like, almost like,
that kid's got years beyond his time, or
most,
something.
Most definitely. So
wow.
We had the Avengers, several of them.
I saw a few of those,
and I think we even had Pokemon. I don't know, you know, whatever. So they all had a good time.
You can tell it.
Yep.
You can tell it. The octave level in the range from 12:30 to 5 is definitely higher than usual.
Oh yeah. But we've had a good time. And then I normal Joad practice on Thursdays, and I ran that, and we all shot some indoor 3D just to get some sight marks and some other, and get them working, because they have a tournament they're shooting this weekend. At least it was funny, because it's not the S3DA meet, but it was every one of them that were here, and everybody that's in that group is actually on the S3DA team also. So
I noticed.
Yeah. So we all got them working, and they're all, you know, they get along great and have a good time. And then I went over there and I helped drive the last few stakes in, markers for you.
Yeah.
I didn't get to set, you know, I didn't get over there quite as
well.
Early
you handled
as you
the
did.
Colors. I mean, the stakes, yeah, the shooting stakes.
Yeah. I mean, you know, trying to get everybody going, collected some money, had a good time.
You did. We got to shoot together.
Dude,
you still owe me a vein. you shot my wing off.
Yeah. Well, the next target was the funny one, because you just got too distracted.
I pulled a Danny Baird.
Yep.
I have not done that all year. Not that I've shot a whole bunch of 3D targets, but I've heard Danny say it. I don't know. I'm not picking on him, because Danny's my boy, but probably 7 or 8 times this year, if not more. And you shoot my wing off on the target before.
Got you distracted.
And we move over to the coyote at 30 yards. And I'm like, dude, I'm fixing to shoot your arrow.
Yep.
You have messed up. You shot my wing off. It's payback time.
And I was just at the bottom of the 12.
And I didn't move the sight from the 44-yard bear the previous target.
To the coyote.
To the 30-yard coyote.
The little bitty coyote.
The little bitty one.
Yeah.
44 yards on a 30-yard coyote does not work.
Yeah, it was fun.
It won't get down fast enough.
No, nope, it didn't drop. Didn't fall.
No.
But anyway, we found your air.
It was fun.
Worse for wear.
And then I grabbed another one, shot a second one. I got close. Yep. Almost got you.
Yep, just under me. So it was all right. But we had fun. That's what it's about.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Are we going to continue to do those on Tuesday or Thursday night? What's your plan?
Thursday night is now 3D night of ace.
Okay.
And as long as it's not flooding.
We had enough of that this past weekend.
So if it's raining, I don't want to get out there and play in it. Nobody else does either. No. Set up just for shooting. But if not, that's what we're going to do. So that's the plan, as long as we can get the target set and get over there. I got one more week of camp. And then after that, you know, the Thursdays will be a little easier. So
we'll have a little bit more free time and be able to get out of here and not have to rush. Mm-hmm. The flip side of that is the store will be getting busier because of deer season.
And it'd be coming close. You already see that.
Oh, yeah. But it was fun, man. I enjoyed shooting with you. Yeah. It's always a good time when we shoot together because we're always giving each other some flack.
So, well, it's a weekend preview. What are we previewing?
I would have to say that the...
Wait. Everybody knows...
This weekend.
Everybody knows. Today's giveaway day.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. That,
are we going to do that now?
No.
Wait till the end?
I'm teasing it.
Yeah.
To say, we're going to give it away at the end.
At the end.
Yep. So, if you listen to podcast number 4, knew what you had to do, did what you had to do, we're going to give the drop-away rest, True Glow drop-away rest away at the end of this podcast.
All right.
Now.
A little teaser.
Weekend preview. What we got going on this weekend?
Probably one of the largest tournaments, 3D tournaments in the state of Georgia outside of an ASA.
I think you're right. Because the participation, we talked about it, is down across the majority of the local shoots.
Yeah, we've talked about that. Uh-huh. And that's something that we need to revisit.
Yep. But I know there's 140 registered.
144.
So, excuse me, 4 more. Well, no, 2 more registered.
So we're at 146.
146. Okay. And from what I understand, stakes are full.
I haven't heard. I haven't talked to Jake.
He called me while I was on the way to the football field to verify the last two.
Gotcha. Do you know how many ranges they're running?
I don't. But 144 means at least 2.
Yeah. Yeah, Steve and I was talking about that today. I mean, I can't imagine that we've got any less than 2.
Yeah, and I know there was only 2 high school spots open, and both that were registered and were high schoolers, and so the high school is full. And they had to pay a late fee in the whole 9 yards. I understand that. But so be it. It's done. We've teased it enough. S3DA State 3D Championship.
Yep. S3DA State Championship. It all comes down
to this weekend.
To the 20 targets on Saturday.
For
shooter of the year. These kids have worked since before Christmas.
Yep.
To get to this point.
That's right.
To get to this point right here and right now, and what are we talking, 36 hours or something?
Yep.
We are to it.
Yep. And they've all worked hard. And the participation's up as far as across the board of all the different parts. You know, the indoor was big, the qualifiers were big, the regionals were big, the state outdoor was big. I mean,
well, like we talked about before, I mean, Jake has put his heart and soul into this.
He most definitely has.
He has recruited some good help.
Yep.
And I'm going to leave myself out of that. Yep. I'm not going to toot my own horn. So, but the other regional coordinators have done a phenomenal job.
Yes.
Everywhere that I've been that has hosted a S3DA shoot of some sort has been ran extremely well.
Yep.
There has been an issue or two that we have heard about or that I've heard about.
Issues happen.
It's going to happen.
People.
It's part of it.
We're people.
I mean, ASA humans, has issues.
Humans make mistakes.
Vegas has issues.
Oh, yeah.
You may not always hear about them. And what I have no absolute doubts about is the fact that we as coordinators will get with Jake. I'm sure we'll have an end of year. And we will go over everything that we felt like was right.
Yep. And things
and fix
what needs to be
fixed. What needs to be fixed.
Oh, yeah. And I understand that, too. I mean, and, you know, the whole group has been well, you know, and I've met new people out of it.
Me too.
You know, Archer's
good at, people.
Yeah, I mean, so, I mean, they're all, you know, good people, and we're going to have a great time this weekend. Weather looks good. We're in Carnesville. It's hosted by BAM.
Yep.
And so...
BAM Archery.
That's right. And so they're going to have a good time. We're going to have a good time. It's a long day.
It is going to be a long day.
I think they... Open practice.
Yeah, I'm
7 o'clock.
I'm gonna pull it up right now. I got that email right here. 7 o'clock. The range is gonna open
for practice.
For practice.
Yep.
From 7:30 to 8:15 is going to be a courtesy inspection.
Yeah.
Equipment inspection, and that is optional. But the more that do it at that time, the less we have to do before the tournament starts. And then from 7:30 to 8:15, it is coaches only check-in.
That's right.
And we receive target assignments and scorecards.
Yep. We already figured who's going to do that. That's for us. It'll be Mr. Ken.
Okay. He hadn't told me.
Zydell is going to do the check-in for us.
Okay.
Because he's probably going to be there earlier.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And so he's going to take care of that, make sure everybody's there.
And then at 8:30, this is something that I absolutely love about the S3DA program. That something that we used to do when I was a kid playing recreational baseball was before every single game, the national anthem was played.
We do that at national.
Every single game.
Yep.
And this is something that when I read it, when I got the email, I was like,
well, that's good.
Wow.
Yep.
And then a prayer, opening prayer.
Yep.
And then at 8:35 following that will be the
safety meeting. Yep.
And then once that's over, everybody go to their stakes and
shoot
9 o'clock shotgun start.
And then everybody's going to get through and shoot. I mean, 140 something. It's going to take a few hours.
It's going to take a while.
And then after they're done with that, we're going to have some food to eat.
What we eat? You heard?
Haven't heard.
I know Jake likes to cook barbecue.
I don't know if he's doing it or Bam's doing it.
I don't know.
So there's going to be food. So you bring your money so you can buy you some food. Then there's a little devotion or something in between.
Right.
And then they get to do shoot-offs.
At 1:30.
If there's enough in classes.
Right.
Some classes may not have enough to do shoot-offs. But the cool part is the kids get to shoot off. And those points count for state championship.
Right. But not shooter of the year.
No, not shooter of the year. But those points will count for state championship.
Yep.
And that's and 14s are in play.
14s are in play. Dude, that is going to be so much fun to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully we will have the opportunity or the ability to go live. I don't know exactly what I'll be doing.
But it also depends on signal.
Well, yeah, true.
And
true.
If nothing else, there'll be some videos to put up afterwards.
Yeah.
For sure.
And we're going to try to get a podcast or two.
Probably going to get some recorded. Talk to some of the regional coordinators, some of the coaches, some of the students. I mean, some of the shooters. I mean, like, hey, you know, after it's said and done, you know, set them down and say, hey, you know, you just won state championship.
Talk to us. Tell us about how hard you worked all year to get to this point.
Yeah, tell me what got you here.
Yeah. We know what it takes as coaches. We already have that.
And as you know, participants. Yeah. I mean, we know what it's like, but we want to hear from them. And y'all want to hear from them, too. You don't want to hear from me tell you about doing this, doing that. I mean, it's hear from them how they do it because – I'm a coach, but I don't, you know, the student has to do the work. I don't do the work.
We can.
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink.
That's right.
You know, so we want to hear, the blood, sweat, and tears and the good times. I mean, the, you know, how much they liked it, what they, you know, what they thought, that kind of stuff. And, right. and hear from kids that are in elementary school, middle school, and high school. I mean, yep. I think it'd be cool. The cool part is they get belt buckles.
Yep.
Belt buckles for state championship, belt buckle for shooter of the year. That's pretty darn cool.
And the plaques, man. Have you seen the pictures of the plaques? The
plaques are pretty. They're gorgeous.
John killed it.
Yeah, he does a good, great job.
He flat nailed it.
He always does a great job.
So, yeah, Saturday's going to be, excuse me, Saturday's going to be a good time.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really looking forward to being able to be out there.
Well, 144, 46, whatever it is, and they all got a mom and daddy, grandma, brother, yep. sister, so they're going to be a crowd of folks there.
Yes, there will.
But if you're not part of the S3DA and you want to shoot somewhere else, Team Grandma is doing ASA qualifier this weekend.
Saturday and Sunday.
So
she's over in the sticks just a little bit.
Nah, not far from my house.
Well, yeah, not far from mine either. That's right. But she's kind of out in the boondock, so to speak.
And so she'll be doing that for 2 days. And I saw some pictures. You know,
she's got the range set.
And, it, you know, so looks good. So, you know, and if you're trying to look at the shooter to year points, because they were updated.
They are.
You get a chance. From what I understand, there is one more after that.
Oh, there is.
Sweetwater has one.
Okay.
Week after they get back from Kentucky. From what I was told, I needed to look that up and I forgot.
Well,
maybe I should look that up. But that's what I was told, because if that's true, that's one more.
Well, that just gives you another opportunity to get another score in.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, you can knock out your bad one.
You can knock out the lowest one. Yep.
Or, you know, and it's supposed to be a beautiful weekend.
Yeah.
I mean.
It's supposed to be pretty.
I mean.
So, compared to last weekend, anything. Anything's better than.
Most definitely. So, if it's going to be a pretty weekend and it's doing its thing, you know, you might as well get out and shoot some. And my plan on my Father's Day is to go shoot some 3D on Sunday.
Yeah.
So that's my plan.
Might have to make that happen.
Best laid plans of mice and men. But, yeah, and I've already got a guy who sent me a message from South Georgia. Hey, you shooting grandmas?
I got that one, too.
I want to meet with y'all.
I actually was supposed to.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I failed.
Uh-huh.
Miserably. So sorry,
it's
okay. Matt.
It's all right. But I was like, yeah. He's like, well, can I? I was like, yeah, man, no problem. So, yeah, we'll just go on to mention he done broke it out. Mr. Malone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be shooting. So,
my bad, dog.
Come on, hang out with us. I'm going to shoot early is the plan. That way I can maybe do my other favorite thing.
Your other Father's Day activities?
Just, yeah, well, the activities I like to do on Sundays.
The Traeger is going to be fired up.
Maybe. I'm not sure yet. One or the other. I may have a couple of drunken turkeys. I mean, a drunken chickens. Who knows? Who knows what it is? Might be some ribs. I'm not sure, but you know there'll be sausage, right? That's just one of my things. I always put sausage on the grill. So, on the list, I have Straight and Arrow in Perry. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know anything about that.
I don't either.
Club.
You asked me a while ago, I'm not familiar with them.
So, if you know something different, send us a message. Message us on Facebook and tell us what's going on, or, you know, send us a private message, something, and put me on the DM.
The DM, so, not the DL.
We ain't trying to be on the low-low. We're trying to get all this information in. Like I said, so it looks like, you know, with that Saturday and Sunday, looks like there's just a few things going on. And, yes, it is middle of summer. People are going on, you know, this, that, and other. And
going to the lake, going to the beach. Yeah,
they're all doing something. So it's going to be good. Weekend to shoot your bow.
Yep.
And if nothing else, just get out in the backyard and have some fun.
Well, I mean, and like we mentioned the last time, I mean, we're getting close to deer season. It's gonna be here before you know it.
Yeah, I need to do that myself.
I actually shot the CT5 out, or shot the CT5 this morning a couple of times, and the more I shoot it, the more I fall in love with it.
Wait a minute.
What you looking up over there?
All right. So now it shows me by the ASA that says there's two.
two more, so we stand corrected.
No, it's not. Uh-oh. It's not giving me the date like I want.
John is having.
It is, but
there it is. Not computer, but phone technical.
No, it's not. Just keep talking. They won't ever know the difference.
So I shouldn't tell on you.
No, they don't know what I'm doing.
But yeah, this weekend's going to be a.
So there's two. Noble Fellowship. It's got one, and it says. Let's make sure I'm looking at the right thing. No, I got to get farther down. John, you're so crazy. Let me get...
You are, but that's a story for another day.
My brain ain't working. So, yes, the 29th, there's actually two. Sweetwater will be hosting another qualifier. And Discount Archery, which is a Georgia-Alabama-Tennessee. So they must be way up there in the corner.
Yeah. That's going to be the mountains.
Yeah, so they over there in the corner. And so those two are on the 29th. And there's actually one on here for the 22nd. So I don't know.
Can you tell who 23rd. It is?
That's Noble Fellowship.
Noble Fellowship.
So okay. Supposed to be doing one on the 23rd. So that's actually the Kentucky weekend. So if you're not going to Kentucky, you can
there's somewhere to shoot.
Somewhere to shoot. I didn't know they usually don't plan one on top of an ASA. So that was sort of shocking to me. But that's what's on the ASA official website. So I pulled it up to find it. So there is more to come.
So we stand a little corrected from the last couple of episodes.
Yeah, because that's what we assumed, and you know what that does.
So, yeah. Well, you looked. I looked one day,
at part of it, but I guess I don't know. You know,
you needed those things that go over the eyes.
Yeah,
I can't sit on top of the nose.
Oh yeah, if it's not, you can hold it over there, and I might can read it.
Right.
So without glasses, it don't work very well.
Anything else?
No. I got archery camp next week.
Which one is that? The advanced camp?
No, just the regular archery camp. Yeah, not the beginner, but the intermediate. It's sort of the if you had a bow and you've done it before.
Is there any openings left in that one?
There's always openings left until it gets to 10.
Gotcha.
After 10, I start one man band, 10, 11, 12. Those are going to be a little better because they're all.
That kind of makes me think of something. When are we doing the FFA?
First 3 weeks in July.
That's right.
Yep. So we'll be at FFA camp working camps the first 3 weeks.
Those kids are always.
Oh yeah, they're a hoot.
Dude, last year was so much fun.
They're a hoot. They're gonna have a good time. Matter of fact,
they keep them wound up. I mean, they keep them going.
What do you think about it? You go from shooting shotgun in one spot. You move over and shoot an AR, and then you come down there and shoot archery. I mean, you're wound up as it is anyway, just shooting stuff.
I wonder if they got any room. For me,
I don't know, man. Remember they blew up. You weren't there.
Yes,
when I shot.
Yes.
Was you there when I shot and blew it up?
Yeah, the Tannerite.
Oh yeah, because Sunshine couldn't hit it. I was like, I can do that. He's like,
boom.
So yeah, so it was fun. But that's I don't know if this can be a short and sweet one, no doubt about it, because you know it's one of those. There's not a lot going on this week.
It's kind of a slow week.
Next week's going to a lot of stuff, but it's a lot of it's out of town.
Kentucky. What else?
SoCal.
On the same weekend as an ASA?
Yeah.
All righty then.
But guess what?
What?
Paige is shooting for gold for...
I saw that.
Yep.
I saw that.
Women won gold this morning.
Dude, she is smoking it with the reckoning.
Women won gold this morning.
Really?
Women's team won gold.
Way to go, girls.
And so all I'm doing is what come through the feed.
Yeah.
So I haven't really looked that hard to see where everybody else ended up. So.
Well, it's not like we've got nine computers with screens going. And
oh, why not? It don't look like the bookie, you know?
No, dude. We've got two microphones. We do have new stands, and we do have matching microphones.
That's
now.
Right. Got a third one that we can
And we've
use.
Got a third one.
That's right. So, and
growing.
Yep. And we appreciate everybody who throws in a dollar. If the 200 or 300 listeners that listen to this throw a dollar every which way, we could buy more equipment, make it sound better.
And yeah.
You know, it's not, you know.
So are we down to the winner yet?
Oh, are you excited?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. There was this little thing we were supposed to talk about before at the end. Oh yeah, we had a giveaway. Let's remind everybody. It's an Instagram giveaway. I posted a picture of that high dollar duct tape,
extremely technical.
Mic stand that we hooked Robbie up with to start this.
It worked.
It did. It worked, and it kept him from having to hold the mic. Matter of fact, the first one you held the mic.
I did. So I did.
We was like, we need to figure out a way.
I can't do this again.
Can't hold the mic. So we figured out a way, and I posted the picture. And what you were supposed to do is go to Instagram and make a comment. And we was hoping it'd be some funny ones, and there were some hilarious.
There was some good ones.
So,
and we'll do this a couple of more times. It may not be that exact same giveaway or that same prize. I don't know.
Exactly. Oh yeah, it'll be something different. We'll always do something different, yep. And it's for our listeners to have a good time. And if we pick up a sponsor, that's even better.
Yep.
And then they'll give us something to give away from their stuff, and that'd be cool. Cause
something else I want to remind that we talked about maybe two or three shows ago.
Yep.
The no scent.
Oh yeah.
Samples.
That's right.
If you want a sample of the best scent free spray and product out there, come see me.
Yep.
At Ace Archer, Social Circle Ace in the Archer department.
Yep. See Robbie.
I've got a couple of samples. All you've got to do is mention that you heard it on the Georgia Archery podcast.
Yep.
And I will hook you up.
And then while you're doing that, look him up on Facebook. Look him up wherever.
Look up No Scent.
No Scent. Yep. And give him a like and just tell him Georgia Archery sent you.
Yes, sir.
So I got another little something I want to do before you give this away.
Because it's on the tip of my tongue, man.
But I want to remind everybody. So I want to see some pictures. I want to see people shooting their bow. Anybody who's listening to this, if you take a picture of you shooting your bow, hashtag Georgia Archery. Georgia Archery. Just hashtag Georgia Archery. That's spelled out, Georgia Archery. If you'll hashtag Georgia Archery, there may be something in it for you.
I'm sure we can come up with something.
Oh, yeah. We definitely going to come up with something. But I just want to see some generation, you know, of some hashtags. So hashtag Georgia Archery. So anytime you put a picture up and you're in Georgia and you're shooting your bow and you do anything, I mean, it don't matter if you're
archery related.
That's right. Just hashtag Georgia Archery in it. You know, most like put archery life is big. I mean, don't get me wrong. Everybody's
bow life
and, shooting and archery and hunting, whatever.
I mean, there's
hundreds of them that people put, and everybody's got their sponsors that they tag.
Oh yeah,
and that's cool. But the hashtag Georgia Archery.
I like that idea.
I think it'd be cool.
I like that idea. And, as many posts and pictures as I post.
Yeah, we just hashtag some.
I should be putting some Georgia Archery hashtag.
Well, I shoot a brand.
Uh-huh.
And it's the PSE Nation,
right?
And you've seen those hashtags.
Oh yeah,
and so that's sort of the same thing. We can get this growing, and all we want to do is see that hashtag. And it doesn't have to be as archery related. It doesn't matter if it's bow hunting, if it's shooting a target, or if you're fletching arrows.
If it has anything to do
with archery,
yep, an arrow that is projected or
by string, yep,
put Georgia Archery in it.
That's right. So, without further ado,
because dude, it's like right there on the tip of the tongue.
I wish y'all could see Robbie. He's like, oh, come on, man, come on, I want to get this up. So, go ahead, Robbie.
So the way we did this was the funniest comment.
Yep, we looked through all of them, and there were some hilarious ones.
There is some very good ones. It made it hard to choose.
Yeah, we had to argue a little bit.
Yeah, it made it hard to pick one.
Yep,
but I have to go with. But I'm a real podcaster.
Who put that up?
That was Grady Dragon.
Yep. At Grady Dragon.
I'm trying to get back to it right now. I screenshotted it a while ago just so I would have it in my quick notes. I'm trying to go. Come on, phone. Here we go. View. All comments, Grady Dragon. I believe that is Mr. Robert Swenson.
Way
down south, Mr. Robert.
Mr. Robert?
I shot with him in Fort Benning.
Mr. Robert? He was on the range with me.
I shot with him in Fort Benning. He was on my stake.
Yep, he was.
Good dude. Really funny. Good.
Yep.
fun to be around.
From Jessup.
Yep. Shoots and, a Martin.
Shoots a Martin.
Robert.
Robert.
Send me a PM, man, or PM to George Archery page and get, shoot me an address. And I'll get that True Glow drop away air rest headed your direction.
Yep. We might, we might see him this weekend. You never know.
That's right.
So we might save some shipping.
Yeah. Might be able to save me about 7-8 bucks.
Yep. So, yeah, we'll do more of these. This was fun. That is still hilarious every time I look at it. Two different types of duck. Oh, it's hilarious.
It made it tough to choose.
It was good.
And I didn't, when I picked the comment, I didn't realize that was Robert. So I didn't pick him because I knew him.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm a real podcaster. I thought that was
Robert. You're a real podcaster.
Yeah. I thought that was funny.
So, yeah, I think this was good. Last round for camp for us tomorrow, and then we have to do some packing, sound equipment.
Dude, we got some gear to take with
us. We got to take some gear and set up a table, and so everybody can see us, and they can actually see. We won't be duct tape mic stands.
No,
the only duct tapes on here now is just the color of the so we know which
channel.
Which channel is what?
I'm the green.
I'm the blue.
I'm the green. You know, same as my serving on the purple CT9.
Well, same as my Flow Green 3D.
So, I think you did that on purpose.
Well, you know, George Archery's
what? Green and blue.
Green and blue. So
how about that?
That's right.
Hmm. Well, like a married couple or something. Two peas in a pod.
Peas and carrots. What do you think?
I hope everyone's enjoyed the show. Had a good time doing this one.
Yeah, leave us a message.
We've been cutting up in here a little bit. Yeah, make sure you hit the like and the share button. You can find us on Facebook at Georgia Archery.
Yep, you can find us on the webpage.
And Georgia.
www.georgiaarchery.com.
Twitter.
Oh, yeah, well, don't forget Twitter.
Don't forget Twitter.
Yeah, you can find us on Twitter, Georgia Archery.
Instagram. And you said something about a Snapchat, man. Yeah. What is a Snapchat?
Oh yeah, well, you know,
I know what it is, but
if you can friend George Archery on Snapchat. So
really,
yep. So, and there's been a few pictures posted, not much, but it's it's one of those things. But if you're a club, you want your information posted, go to our website, click the club link, fill it out. All of that information should be updated soon. Anybody who put in their stuff we should start seeing it. We're going to do some updating. The calendar is going to be slowly but surely. I mean, this is a...
We're working down the 19 calendar.
Yeah, we're working down the calendar. So, and then all of those stuff, and then we got some new stuff that'll be added and that kind of thing. We still have plans to do some videos, but more review videos and that type of stuff.
We need more time in the day.
Yeah, so if you can...
Right now it is 9:54.
And we're still recording.
We hadn't mixed anything down. Hadn't any uploaded anything.
Nope. And same thing with the video this week in review that's supposed to come out on Wednesday that's not done yet because,
there's just not enough hours in the day.
But as long as it gets done within a,
reasonable...
If you get the weekend review before the weekend... I think you're doing all right.
I think that'll work.
So that'll probably show up on YouTube tomorrow.
Okay.
And this will show up in a little while.
Yes, sir.
When I get this mixed down. Well, we appreciate everybody listening. Share this. Tell everybody about it. We hope everybody's enjoying what we're doing. Like I said, leave us a comment. Tell us what, if you want to hear something particular about archery or you want to talk to us. We're more than welcome. We've got two phones sitting here. We can hook you in, and everybody can hear what you got to say.
We still have to try that. We're going to do it.
It's going to happen. And and if that's the end of that, until next time, I'm Big John.
And I'm Robbie.
We'll see you.